Amid a trade war and threats of annexing Canada led by U.S. President Donald Trump, the Alaska State Legislature will be debating an amended resolution, co-sponsored by Republican and Democrat representatives, that recognizes Canada's sovereignty and longstanding ties between Alaska and Canada. The Alaska House Resources Committee discussed House Joint Resolution 11 on recognizing and honoring Canada-Alaska relations on the afternoon of March 14, when Premier Ron Pillay testified about the importance of this critical relationship for both sides of the shared international border. Changes to the resolution emphasized Alaska's unique relationship to Canada as its only neighbor, reinforced support for Canada's sovereignty, and added recognition to the historic trade and cultural ties of Indigenous groups across the border, the committee heard. When asked why Canada's sovereignty is mentioned, Representative Chuck Kopp, who sponsored the resolution, said, "It comes from our country referring to them as the 51st state." When asked for clarification, Kopp clarified it was the U.S. leadership making the claim. "We are at a moment in time of global uncertainty, worldwide and more locally here at home, of uncertain footing based on trade, economic frictions that are really engulfing the North American continent," Kopp told the committee. House Joint Resolution 11 is an unqualified affirmation of the strong bonds of friendship, shared history, mutual defense and support that have bound our state to Canada over centuries, and that the friendship, trust and affection that we hold for our Canadian neighbors extends to their identity as citizens of the sovereign nation of Canada. Testimonies touched on the history of relations, mutual support in emergencies, tourism and economic partnerships built over hundreds or thousands of years. "We share an over 1,100-mile peaceful border with them, and our history of cooperation, mutual respect and shared values is without comparison in modern history," Kopp said. "We can't imagine Alaska without Canada." Kopp commented on the ingrained connections between the state and the neighboring country. "Many Alaskans have family just across the border, whether it's a sibling in Whitehorse or cousin in Dawson City, friends in Vancouver. Generations of Alaskans and Canadians have visited each other for weddings, snow machine trips, hunting trips and holidays. With $596 million in Alaskan exports and $753 million in imports annually, without Canada, Alaska's economy would be cut off from key markets and critical supply chains." Kopp noted the Canadian produce, dairy and packaged good on Alaska store shelves, fishers in Alaska relying on Canadian ports and Canadian investments in Alaska mining and oil industries, with more than 47 Canadian-owned businesses operating in the state. He cited Canadian troops responding in the battlefield and Alaska businesses sending fuel and food to keep Yukon communities running when severe weather shuts down supply routes. "Today, we are facing global uncertainty, national uncertainty across our border. The temperature is rising between the countries based on economic reasons," he said. "This resolution recognizes that relationships matter and are far more important than maybe the almighty dollar at times, and we have to stand up for that and recognize that the longest partner that Alaska has ever had and will ever have in the future has been our partnership with the nation of Canada, and we are speaking to that relationship, because keeping our partnership with Canada strong isn't just good policy. It's essential to the Alaskan way of life and to who we are as a people." Kopp indicated that energy costs in Alaska will go up significantly. He named industries that will be impacted by tariffs. When asked about drugs going over the Canada border into the U.S., Kopp said, "I don't have any such concern." The U.S. Border Patrol itself reports that less than 1% of all fentanyl comes across the Canadian border, certainly substantially more than that comes across the southern border, he said. "Also, illegal crossings are just minuscule compared to the southern border. In fact, illegal crossings have dropped 89% in the last 10 years. So, Canada is aggressively defending that border in our interest." Kopp mentioned memorandums of understanding between Alaskan municipalities and Canadian governments for emergency support and response. "The relationship is so strong that we cannot overstate how important it is for our governments to work this out amicably and as quickly as possible. That's the spirit of this," he said. The Yukon Premier made his stance on Canada's sovereignty known in his opening lines. I'm joining you from the traditional territories of the Kwinlan Dun First Nation and the Ta'anquachan Council in Whitehorse, the capital city of the Yukon Territory in Canada, a country that is not and will never be the 51st state, Pillai told the committee. Pillai spoke about the importance of cooperation in building the Alaska Highway during Second World War. Pillai indicated the relations between the Yukon government and the government of Alaska, through Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy, who is a Trump proponent, are stronger than ever. He cited a deal between the two that commits U.S. money to pay for Alaska highway fixes in the Yukon. Like all good neighbors when emergencies happen, Alaskans and Yukoners come to each other's aid, he said, noting the Whitehorse International Airport serves as critical transport point for the U.S. Air Force and a refueling and emergency landing location, as it did, most notably on September 11, 2001. But our relationship goes far beyond infrastructure and emergencies. Sport and recreation tie our two jurisdictions closely together, Pillai continued. The Trump administration's unjustified tariffs and the frequent threats made by the Trump administration about Canada's economic and national sovereignty are creating chaos, challenges and disruption for people and businesses on both sides of the border. Pillai encouraged the committee to support the resolution. The resolution passed at the committee level. It will go on to second reading and debate on the floor. Resolutions express the will of the legislature but aren't laws. COP's office indicated the resolution is expected to move along relatively quickly. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.